Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Miami Valley. Welcome to today's show, folks. And you know, it's always fun. We kick off the show each Sunday, and we always like to highlight some fun stuff coming up on the calendar. And folks, one thing that's really kind of cool, this Wednesday, October the 1st, National Have a Cup of Joe Day for the men and women in blue out here all around us. This all began back in 2011 as an opportunity to allow the police department to get to know their community. So again, this Wednesday, October 1st, is Have a Cup with Joe Day. So if you're out there, folks, listening today, go find you a bump into police officer, ask him to have you a cup of coffee with him on Wednesday morning. We're working on a little offer maybe here locally. We'll find out more about it today. So we'll just see what happens, and it'd be pretty cool if we can do that here locally in Bellbrook. Some other things too, I got to tell you what, National Jiffy Mix Day. Again, October the 1st. Get this, folks. Yeah. The Chelsea Milling Company, Tony, they began this back in 1930.
Really?
When Mabel White Holmes created the first prepared baking mix inspired by her family cook. They were making biscuits, and now it's known as Jiffy Mix. How cool a trivia is that?
I've used Jiffy Bake Mix. Jiffy. Yeah.
I know. And you love it. You can
mix it up and you can make
quick and easy, man. Yeah. And it's just delicious. And I guess the other thing I'll share too, you know, October is the beginning of the World Series baseball, but another thing too, in this month, it began, I tell you, you're ready for this. This began the 5-day work week when it was first sanctioned. It was in October. And I think last I'll share this, the U.S. Naval Academy opened its doors in Annapolis, Maryland in 1845. So now we officially call this Navy Day, and it's the day that we celebrate each year. So just always, Tony, it's always fun to have these fun facts when we hop on the show today.
Yeah.
You know, today we're going to talk about wealth building, and we're going to talk about market risk. And Tony, I got to tell you, when it comes to building wealth, risk isn't just unavoidable. Folks, it's essential. Without it, your money just can't grow. But too much risk can derail your entire financial future. So, folks, the art lies in finding the balance, identifying where risk lives inside your financial strategy, and then taking some steps to manage it before it starts to manage you. So, and in the year, in the last, 12, 18 months, it's been marked with soaring inflation, stubborn interest rates, volatile markets, and all this global uncertainty. I think, folks, it's time to reassess your portfolio's risk. There's never been a more important time to do this, folks. So today, we're breaking down. We probably won't get into all 10, but we're going to talk about 10 considerations. They're going to help you approach risk with clarity and some confidence so you can increase your chances of long-term success. But you know, Tony, I got to tell you, before we dive into the rest of the content of the show, you know, I know every morning, you know, you stop off at the gas station, your morning Joe, your morning coffee. Dude, is that not taking risk? I mean, what's going on with that, buddy, right?
Gas station coffee builds character.
Well,
and it reminds me of a great scene from one of our favorite movies, Steve. We've talked about this before. Vacation, the first Vacation movie with Chevy Chase. One of my favorite lines, Chevy is, and he improv this line, he goes, "Hey kids, hand me one of those sandwiches that we bought from the gas station." And then he pauses and goes, "I'm so hungry I could eat a sandwich from a gas station."
You know, Tony, used to be, I'd walk into a gas station back with the bun, you know, you brew the coffee in the pot.
Oh yeah.
Now it's more, it's all machines, but I'd walk in there and I'd say, "How long has that coffee been sitting there?" You know?
Yes. All week.
Yeah, all week. And some of it, man, you won't have to pick up the pot. It's like, it's as thick as molasses.
No. Can't do that.
So we're talking about the show and risk, and we're talking about coffee, you know, half a cup.
I don't actually take those risks. We're joking around. I'm afraid to eat. I'm one of these guys. I'm a little OCD that way. I will not eat from a gas station. I just can't do it. Now, nowadays, they have Quick Trips or Bucky's where, you know, the best brisket sandwich you can get in the world is at a Bucky's if you happen to live in an area that, down south where they have Bucky's. But up here in the Midwest, we have Quick Trip, and they actually, for a gas station food, the breakfast sandwiches aren't, they aren't bad. But that's risk. Eating new things. I was recently in New Orleans, and they have, you know, I saw on some menus alligator and some other type of things. And that's a risk I'm probably not willing to take. I don't take risks with food that often. I'll stick with my go-tos, Mexican, American, Italian, you know. Give me a pizza any day. I don't take risks.
No, wait a minute. We've got a group dinner called Speedway, Tony. You wouldn't walk into a, it's like a, you know.
Oh no, we have a Speedway. Yeah, I know the Speedway. Yeah.
You never walk in there and grab the hot dogs off the little rotisserie.
Absolutely not. I would never do that. Now on a dare, like if you say Steve had $100 in cash, I would probably eat one and just deal with the consequences. But
heck yeah,
they say gas station coffee builds a strong stomach. I don't know about that. I don't want to take the risk to get there, but I love coffee. I mean, I've had bad coffee. My dad was an over the road truck driver, so I've had bad coffee. But Steve, I think we need to remind people who they're listening to. I mean, Steve Temple, what do they call you out there? The pilot of the airwaves, right?
Thanks to you, brother. Of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me. You know what? I'll share a story real quick, Tony. We just had the Chamber annual golf outing, the Beaver Creek Chamber of Commerce here, and great event. 120, I think, golfers plus lots of volunteers, and we went out there with
gophers or golfers.
Golfers. Yeah, we're out there, you know, chasing gophers, but yeah, the golfers. I gotta say, like a Scotsman, you know, like Robin Williams would say. But anyway, we had these poker chip ball markers made, had the new logo on one side and the WHI logo on the back side. And here's what we did. Kathleen actually was riding around handing out can koozies, handing out the ball markers. And we told the group before we started the event, bring those back to the event when we wrap up today. Bring the poker chips back because some of those might be worth some money. So what we did, we blacked in the O on the WHIO. So when you came back in, I got up front and said, now, those of you that's got your ball markers, turn them over, look at them. And if it's got the O blacked out, come on up here. That's worth $50. Now,
people whipped out their Sharpie at that point? Did you watch?
Yeah, thank you. I never thought about that, Tony. Somebody was just maybe, they weren't quick enough thinking. But anyway, we had one group that they left them in the car. I just found that out this week. They left them in the car. And when they got home, they realized they had the winning poker chip. So that was worth $50. They were so like, what? Can't believe you can go out in the car and grab our stuff out of the bag, you know. But yeah, they lost $100. So we're giving out $50 for each person who had the poker chip that had the black O
black. And how many poker chips were there with the O blacked out?
We did six. We did six total. Six total. But it's a fun event. So again, we're having a lot of fun with that logo, Tony. And then the theme, pilot of the airwaves. And we're just going to continue to hopefully grow on that. But today,
we're talking about risk.
Talk about risk, yes.
In a market, and the markets are riding high right now, but you never know. Some of the experts say eventually we're headed for a downturn. What goes up must come down. But you still need to manage your risk, right?
It does. That's the market. That's the history. It goes up. On average, 3 years up, 1 year's down. Sometimes we have extended, bear markets. So it's coming. It's going to happen again. It's been doing it for 90 plus years. So today we're going to refer to a Kiplinger article, 10 strategies for managing financial risk in market downturn. So the first thing I'm going to always start with when talking about risk is what we call risk tolerance, Tony. And really that just simply means how comfortable are you personally with the ups and downs in the market.
So, and it's less about numbers on a spreadsheet and more about, can I actually sleep at night if the my account does dip. If we have a, say, 20% correction in the market, you've got all your retirement income in there or a portion of it, and people get worried, right? You want to be able to sleep at night and not have to worry about that.
Well, Tony, exactly. Because here's the thing. Markets go up, markets go down. Tony, that's just reality. But if someone can stomach seeing their portfolio drop during a market downturn, you know, they are obviously, if they can't stomach it, Tony, there's a real risk they're going to panic and do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And when people panic, they often make rash decisions like pulling money out at the worst possible time. And Tony, that can even lead to more devastating long-term effects.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen that happen with people. They watch the headlines, the market dips, and suddenly they're like, hey, I'm out. The market went down. I'm out. Even though they might have been fine if they'd just stayed put, you know, in 2022, when both the stock market and the bond market was down, a lot of people said, I'm going to cash.
Right.
Can't stay in the market. But what happens is if they'd just stayed the course, not only would they have been okay, they would have come out ahead. Right.
Well, and that's where a thoughtful conversation up front, Tony, can make all the difference in the world. So I encourage clients to spend some real time defining their comfort level with market fluctuations. We just don't talk in percentages, because we talk about if it were to drop 10% and we actually assign a real dollar value to that, you know, what does that mean to you emotionally and mentally? In fact, Tony, one thing we have been using for years, it's a great tool. It's called the Color of Money Risk Analysis. It's 11 questions, and it deals with all these scenarios. What if the market did this? How do you feel about this? Each one of those responses gives you a score when you tally it up at the end of the 11 questions. And then we go one step further. Now let me know how they feel, not their neighbor, not their coworker, not a friend. It's you. How do you feel? And then we look at their strategy they currently have. And we use the Morningstar to measure what kind of risk they're taking. And the irony is this. Let's say out of a score from 0 to 100, that's the range, one comes back with a score of, say, 57. That means they're a balanced, you know, investor. We then look at how they are currently allocated in real time and see what that score would be. And what's interesting is sometimes their actual score may be a 57, but they're allocated as if they answered the same 11 questions and scored a 90. And that's when we start talking about having the proper balance so that you don't do something at the wrong time emotionally, your fear, you panic, whatever, knee-jerk reaction. And I tell you what, that has made so much sense to a lot of our new clients. They now, for the first time, understand without making them experts, they understand in a brief order now how are they currently allocated. And it gives them a lot of peace of mind knowing they now have the right strategy.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, a lot of people also, Steve, you hear, oh, the market dropped 10%. That's, I can deal with that. But if they look at where they're at and realize, oh, I just lost $50,000, yeah, right? that's different, right? If 10% would be that much, that would be different. So you've got to look at what's actually happening and what you can personally tolerate. And everybody's risk tolerance is going to be different, right?
Well, you know, Tony, and something else I'll insert here. Years ago, in Ed Slott, he's known by many in the industry. He is the top expert when it comes to IRAs and taxation. And Ed shared something years ago at his conference that most of you have done a good job helping your clients get into halftime. He referred to it like as a football analogy, even though he's a Red Sox fan. But he used a football analogy, and he asked the question, when does the score matter the most at a game? And we all know the answer. It's the end of the game. And what Ed taught us that day, most of you have done a good job getting your clients into halftime during what we call the accumulation phase. You're accumulating your nest egg, and now you're at this place. Now you're about to go. It's called yo-yo. You're on your own. You no longer have a job. You don't have a direct deposit paycheck. So that little nest egg's got to last you the rest of your life. And what Ed taught us that day is you cannot necessarily use the same strategy to accumulate money that now on the distribution side as you start pulling money out. And we actually use a real live example, Tony, showing consumers that if you accumulate, you know, and I actually use S&P actual performance to track these results. And we simply show in this scenario, over this 20-year period, you've actually earned 8.43% real compounded rate of return over that 20-year period. And we simply showed them, now you're 65 years old, you're now going into retirement, and we even go back and show the same systematic yield. I mean, if it were to repeat itself, that same 20-year period, and now you're taking money out of your account, you're taking 5% out starting with, something like that's like 20, because we started off with $100,000 in my example, Tony. That grew to 504 in that 20-year period. And now that 504 is in a nest egg, it's going to become an income stream. And we take out 5% the first year, that's 25 grand. And we continue taking out 5% plus inflation each year. If we have the same performance that lined up with that first 20-year scenario, things are okay. But the thing we also show them, what if we flip that S&P return, just flipped it upside down? I know it's hard to see without the visual, folks. And we still averaged 8.43%. In the same column, just all we did was invert the yields from 1 year to the next. So we took the 20-year history, flipped it upside down, and we still had 504, 8.43%. But the reality of it is that we took that same systematic yield, and now we're withdrawing money in that same time period using the same 8.43%, what it did perform. The problem is these people ran out of money, because the reality of it is when someone says, don't worry, the market's going to rebound, you're going to be okay, Tony. Well, in example A, that was true. But example B, you're taking money out to live off of it. So the problem was, in those years, the market's up 20, 28, 32%. It still averaged 8.4, Tony. The problem is your money was not in the strategy to receive those upside, you know, yields, if you would. And the problem is you ran out of money. So we teach.
Plus, if you're taking out money on a regular basis, so you're, instead of putting money in on a regular basis,
right,
which is dollar cost averaging your way, and instead of money coming out of each paycheck every 2 weeks and going into the market account like a 401k or an IRA, you're pulling money out. And if you pull out and of the market and the market is down at all, or the stocks you're in happen to be have a big drop that day, then you're going to lose money and run out of money quicker. Is that what you're saying?
Tony, that's exactly what we demonstrate in our live meetings, showing historical performance, historical time periods. And it doesn't work the same way when you're taking money out. That's the lesson we're trying to teach, Tony, is that because nobody, and I even ask people, I don't have a crystal ball. I have no idea of knowing what the market will do tomorrow or over the next 5 or 10 years. I just know historically we know it's done this. And we simply illustrate that in both scenarios to give people some different insight to how do I go about picking the right strategy? And the word that we keep coming back to is, Tony, is having the right balance. Mm-hmm. And it's having multiple buckets, if you would, of different strategies, depending on what investments you're in. Maybe some of it's in growth, some of it's in safe money, fixed income. Well, we look at having the right balance, Tony, to where not knowing what the market's going to do. If we're out here 2 or 3 years and we now see some unexpected volatility in the market, what if that happens to be in the year that you plan on taking a legacy vacation? That was your time. You've scheduled it with the kids, the grandkids. You want to go on a magnificent cruise, and you know it's going to take 20, 30 grand to do that. Well, if we're in a market downset, that's not the right time to take money out of your investments when the market, you know, is having a little bit of a bear run. But if you have other buckets, Tony, the money where it's set aside over here where it's not being affected by market volatility, it just makes for a better long-term strategy. So
yeah, where you have principal protection, right?
Principal protection. Yeah. We refer to it as having sustainable lifetime income to deal with all these various scenarios that we're going to deal with for the next 20, 30 years. Because that's just it. That's the market. It goes up, it goes down. We just don't know when. But you know what? If you have the right strategy, Tony, and have the right balance, you don't care. Because the fear is gone away, because you know you've got a plan that's going to get, it's been demonstrated, the plan's going to sustain this ups and downs over any period of time, and you're going to be okay.
That's awesome. Well, before we move on, really quick, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to get that strategy and that plan in place, Steve.
Folks, reach out to us. Call us at 937-667-6500. There you go. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. There's a link right on the main homepage. Click on the link, get on our calendars. You'll see the calendar. Schedule a quick call we can have. Better yet, schedule a time to come see us face-to-face. We have an office in Beaver Creek at the Chamber of Commerce. We have an office in Troy, Ohio. Tony, we'd be so happy to get that color money risk analysis in their hands. It only takes like 5 or 6 minutes to answer the questions and then run the analysis on your strategy and see how it stacks up. That has given so many people peace of mind of knowing that they now understand what they own. In fact, there was years ago, I was flying out to see mom and dad. They were out in California. Dad worked for NASA. And you know, that's a long flight from Dayton to California. So the guy sitting next to me, you know, we were talking to you as an investment advisor. He said, you know, Steve, I did 34% last year. Can your team beat that? And I asked him, I said, well, how much risk were you taking to get 34%? He says, I wouldn't take any risk. I was in mutual funds. I was diversified, you know, in multiple different mutual fund strategies. So I took my laptop out and of course, I used Morningstar and I simply ran his scenario using the data from Morningstar, which tells it just nothing but the facts. Showed him historically the characteristics of his investment strategy. And Tony, he says to me, Steve, if I would have known this, I would have never invested this way. This is way too much risk for me. Now that you've explained to me standard deviations and alphas and all the technical data we use, Tony, to help people understand how you're allocated. He said, Steve, I would have never invested this way. This is just, he realized it was just a matter of lucky timing for him. The market was very favorable during this time period. But when I showed him historically the trends of his strategy, he said, this is way too much risk for me. So it gives me a lot of comfort and peace of mind, Tony, knowing when I meet people, we do the color money risk analysis, then line it up to your investment strategy to see is it in balance or out of balance. And if it's out of balance, I ask a question a lot, Tony. If what you thought to be true turned out not to be true, when would you want to know?
Right away, 20 years ago.
Yeah. And now that you know the truth, what are you going to do about it? That's the more important question. Now
yeah, take been, action.
Take some action.
Get a plan. Get a second plan. Opinion, a strategy absolutely. In place.
Absolutely. So, you know, as a financial service professional, my role is real simple. It's to help identify where risk resides in your financial life, measure how much you can truly afford to take, Tony, and then let's build some strategies that will protect you against the unexpected. So with guidance and discipline and perspective, you know, I can help my clients understand what they have, what they own, and that's going to be not so much a threat to them in the future. They're going to have more peace of mind knowing they now have the right strategy lined up with how they feel and they're comfortable with that.
Yeah. Well, and I want to remind people that during the show today, we've been looking at, you talked about a Kiplinger article. They have great articles, some strategies for managing financial risk. We've been talking a little bit about that, and you've been giving us a lot of your own great examples and personal examples and analogies that have really helped. And I want to remind our listeners that if they hear something today on the show and they'd like to learn more about that, to reach out to a financial services professional. Steve, I know you and your team would be happy to meet with them. I think this what you've shared today is the perfect spark to ignite a good relationship with a financial professional. You need a plan in place. It's well worth it. So what do you have for us next today?
Well, the other thing, Tony, it talks about diversification in this article. And another tool that we use, it's called the Stock Intersection Report. It's simply, let's say you own 15 mutual funds. It could be a growth fund from Fidelity. It could be American funds. And what we help also unveil is that if you look at all the funds independently, there's GE, there's, you know, Apple, whatever, in these portfolios. What we also help determine, while they think they might be diversified by having multiple mutual funds, they're not really diversified. Because if you go look at the top holdings, each one of those funds, you're going to find out there's a lot of duplications where Microsoft and or GE or whatever, that's going to be one of the top 10 holdings in this mutual fund. It's also in the top 10 holdings in the other mutual fund. So while you thought you were diversified, because you had Fidelity, you had American funds, you had Franklin Templeton, you're not really diversified. And Morningstar also reveals that to us, Tony. How overweighted are you with your holdings in comparison to the benchmark? And here's the other thing too, Tony. Clients love this as well. We look at their overall strategy. Now we have the risk score. We also look at, based on your allocation, you've got 65% bonds. Well, let's say 35% bonds. You have, you know, 35% S&P 500, maybe 15% international, and the rest of us in cash. So then we actually then compare your strategy to the comparable benchmark, meaning that it would not be fair. And I think sometimes this happens sometimes. You would not want to compare that portfolio to stack it up against the S&P by itself, because you're not allocated the same way the S&P is. So when we do our analysis, again, using Morningstar, we stack it up with the benchmark, which is equivalent to how you're allocated. And then we start talking about measuring risk. Are you taking more risk or less risk than the benchmark? Tony, this tool is so really good to use. Clients for the, and it's so peaceful to me, Tony, that for the first time, clients understand a lot about their investment strategy, a lot about if they're comfortable with it or not. And this just helps them understand maybe this time to make some corrections and make some changes.
Very cool. Well, Steve, great show today. We're out of time. Is there anything else you want to add for our listeners before?
Again, folks, if you'd like to get a copy of this, just email us or call us. We'll it's a PDF file. We'll send you the entire article in full. But better yet, give us a call, 937-667-6500. We'd be happy to send you the report. Better yet, if you want to come in and look at your situation, no cost, no obligation, bring in your statements. We'll do a quick, you know, 5-6 minute survey, and then we'll just see what happens, how you're lined up. It'll give us a lot of just happiness and joy knowing that we were able to help you understand your situation. And by being more informed, you're now in a really good position to make better financial decisions.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks, Steve. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.